Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy Friday. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Friday, April 23rd, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. Makiya Bryant's foster mother said Thursday that the knife fight that came before the 16-year-old's death at the hands of Columbus police was sparked by an argument over housekeeping. The woman told CNN that two of her former foster children were at her house for a birthday party when they began arguing. The woman said her foster children would argue all the time, but she, quote, never thought it would escalate like that. Body camera footage showed Makiya lunging at two different people with a knife before an officer shot her in the back four times. Makiya had only been living with the woman for just 2 months. This dude just keeps trying too hard. This time, Andrew Yang reportedly tried to woo a major LGBTQ group in his bid to become New York City mayor. In his Wednesday meeting with the Stonewall Democratic Club of New York, ahead of the group's endorsement vote, the one-time presidential candidate is said to have glossed over major issues facing the LGBTQ community and repeatedly focused his remarks on gay clubs and his own gay staffers, leaving participants feeling alienated. One person at the meeting compared Yang to Steve Carell's character on The Office, saying, quote, when I see a candidate come in just with Michael Scott levels of cringe and insensitivity, it either tells me Andrew Yang is in over his head or is not listening to his staff. The person went on to say, quote, those are both radioactive flashing signs that say he is not prepared to be mayor of New York. A 66-year-old librarian is suing police in North Carolina for allegedly using excessive force during a traffic stop in which she says she was thrown to the ground. The woman was on her way to a funeral in 2019, driving 80 miles per hour in a 70 speed zone when police tried to pull her over. According to the woman's lawsuit, she said when she stopped her vehicle, police approached her with guns in position before pulling her out of the car. The woman says she suffered a torn rotator cuff from the incident and was unable to work for 8 months. A 28-year-old mom in Louisville, Kentucky is accused of fatally shooting her 10-year-old son and trying to cut out his tongue. At her arraignment, instead of being remorseful, the woman tearfully complained that she had not been able to call anyone while being held in jail. In turn, the judge doubled her bail from $250,000 to $500,000. Well, new accusations are being thrown at Jake Paul, and this time they're from former collaborators. Riley Lawley, a model and TikToker, said Paul groped her after they filmed a video together in 2017. AJ Mitchell, a former member of Paul's team, said Paul would threaten not to promote anyone he worked with unless they did exactly as he wanted in his projects, including participating in dangerous stunts. The allegations come on the heels of Justine Paradise, a TikToker, accusing Paul of forcing her to perform oral sex on him in 2019. The rapper Shock G from hip-hop group Digital Underground has died at the age of 57. Shock G's father said he was found in a Tampa hotel room. A cause of death has not been disclosed. Born Gregory Jacobs, the musician was best known for singing lead vocals on the Humpty Dance and collaborating with rapper Tupac Shakur. Chopmaster J, a longtime collaborator and friend of Shock G, wrote a tribute on Instagram saying, quote, 34 years ago, almost to the day, we had a wild idea we can be a hip-hop band and take on the world. Through it all, the dream became a reality, and the reality became a nightmare for some. And now he's awakened from the fame. Long live Shock G. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.